In this bulletin, a last-minute Melbourne court injunction stops a Tamil asylum seeker family from being deported. Prime Minister Scott Morrison to attend Independence Day celebrations in Timor-Leste. And in cricket, Australia 0-77 at stumps on day one of the Ashes Tour game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A last-minute court injunction has stopped a family of four Tamil asylum seekers from being deported. Border Force placed the asylum seekers on a plane heading to Sri Lanka last night. But shortly after takeoff, Melbourne Circuit Court Judge Heather Riley passed an injunction preventing immigration officials from removing the family from Australia. The family disembarked the plane in Darwin in the early hours of this morning and spent the night in accommodation, with a hearing scheduled for later today. Speaking to SBS, family friend Angela Fredericks has criticised the government for what she calls its flawed system.
When you've got 200,000 people across Australia saying that they want a family here, when you have a community saying we need this family, you know, they've been in this country for over 4 years. Surely our government should listen to the people.
The family had been held in a Melbourne detention centre since March last year after they were removed from the Queensland town of Bilawila. Last week, the family exhausted all avenues to remain in Australia. The opposition Labor Party plans to launch an emergency debate in the UK Parliament to try to block Britain leaving the European Union without a deal. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson ordered the suspension of Parliament for a month, with many describing the move as a constitutional crisis. Mr. Johnson has also lost his government whip and Scottish Tory leader Ruth Davidson, with both citing discontent over Brexit as some of their reasons for resigning. Court challenges have been launched in London, Edinburgh and Belfast against Mr. Johnson's plans. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will today fly to Timor-Leste to attend Independence Day celebrations. Today marks the 20th anniversary of Timor-Leste signing its independence referendum from Indonesia in 1999. It's the first time an Australian PM has visited the nation in over 12 years, with Mr. Morrison hoping to sign a maritime boundary treaty during his visit. Timor-Leste's former president, José Ramos Horta, is calling on Mr. Morrison to improve the relationship between the two nations.
If Australia were to be more seriously committed to Timor-Leste, in 10 years, Australia would transform completely Timor-Leste into a vibrant, sustainable economy, a true ally of Australia, and Australia a true ally of Timor-Leste.
Brazil is banning land clearing for the next 60 days in response to the massive increase in the number of fires in the Amazon. Environmentalists say the overwhelming majority of land burn-offs in the Amazon are already illegal, but there's a lack of law enforcement. South American countries will meet next week to discuss the crisis. A hurricane heading towards the US mainland could bring winds of up to 210 kilometres per hour when it makes landfall over the weekend. Hurricane Dorian is expected to hit somewhere between Florida and southern Georgia. Florida has already declared a state of emergency. A Democratic congresswoman targeted by President Trump has publicised a death threat which said she would be killed at a state fair by a very capable person with a very big gun. Somali-born Ilhan Omar, who's a Muslim representative from Minnesota, says she's hired security guards in response to anonymous threats. Ms. Omar came to the US as a Somali refugee when she was 12 years old. Former Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte will try to form a new government with the populist Five Star Movement and the centre-left Democrats Party. Mr. Conte was forced to resign as Prime Minister after Matteo Salvini withdrew his support for the government and launched a vote of no confidence. Mr. Salvini has since been campaigning for early elections. However, opposing parties have banded together to stop him. Mr. Conte says he's accepted a meeting with both parties to form a new coalition government because he wants what's best for Italy.
Sarà un governo per il bene dei cittadini.
It will be a government for the good of the citizens, to modernize the country, to make our country even more competitive in the international context, but also more fair and inclusive. In the sign of solidarity, I will form a government under the sign of change.
Realizzerò un governo nel segno della novità.
European shares rose by nearly 1% in Italy on Thursday. In cricket, Australia has reached nil for 77 at stumps on day one of the Ashes Tour game in Derby. Usman Khawaja opened this week alongside Marcus Harris in the three-day match against Derbyshire. Mitchell Starc attained 3 wickets in an over, while Harris is 52 not out. Well, now the weather across the country. Perth, showers and a possible late storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 18. Melbourne, morning fog and frost, then sunny, 16. Hobart, mostly sunny, 16. Canberra, early frost, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, showers, 15. Sydney, rain and 15 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 15. Brisbane, a shower or two, 23. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.